It's time for the Geek Game. Too long, didn't read.
And welcome to the Geek Cave TLDR for all of you who didn't want to take the time to read it on the website. Although today, it's not on the website. It's only us, and I'm joined here with Darren. Say hi, Darren.
Hi, Darren.
Ha-ha! Comedy. So, today, May 7th?
Sure.
Yeah, I think today's May 7th.
Yep.
Yeah, May 7th. Today was Free Comic Book Day.
Yeah, so instead we're too long didn't reading because Chad and I have read the comics for you.
Very much so.
So that way you don't have to read them. We just went by a shop close by that your friend runs and just grabbed a bunch.
That's right. I mean, there was way more than I was interested in or was going to read in a day.
Every year it's that way.
I mean, I still got through like 8 of them, and I've got another stack of 3, 7 that I could do. But, man, that just takes so much time. So much time.
If I may suggest also, if you're partaking in Free Comic Book Day, if you would be so kind, buy something.
Oh, absolutely.
From the store. Don't just go in there and grab a bunch of free stuff and leave.
Don't be a parasite.
He is copyright DC Comics.
Oh, I was going with the BioShock thing from a couple months ago.
Okay.
You know, the parasite takes.
That is copyright 2K Games.
All right, cool. So, looked at a few things. A lot of them are either issue zeros that are getting ready to start up a series, or they are snippets of established books, or they are...
Just teasers.
So, I had to do it. I started because, as Darren has educated me, DC loves two words.
Yep.
And one of those words is crisis.
And ironically, the other one is dark.
And so, we read Dark Crisis Special Edition.
Yeah.
And honestly, I'm looking at him saying, all right, Wally, what kind of team you putting together now? Because apparently it's taking place right after the death of the Justice League.
Yeah.
I slipped into some Louisiana. Death of the...
The death of the Justice League.
Death of the Justice League.
They went down to the bayou, and the pariah done set them on the fire.
Oh, Maya.
Yeah, I mean, this was fine.
I mean, so...
It's something to whet your appetite.
While he's still around, I do want to know if he killed Clayface.
No, I'm sure he's fine.
I mean... Because it looked like he killed him.
Yeah. In honor of Justin, I'm pulling random panels from each book.
Oh,
so
right.
Today, because Justin couldn't join us, he had house and husband things to do.
It's just one of those days, man.
It happens to all of us. Happens to the best. So this panel is John Kent, the Superman of Metropolis, and Wally West, the Flash, facing a bunch of terrorists. And John goes... Which cult is this again? One of the terrorists yells, Cobra! And Flash replies, what he said.
La, 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 la.
And then things got weird.
Then things got weird. So, does it look good? Well, it looks like a DC Crisis comic.
It looks like every other big DC event. Although, you know, I would love to see a Justice League helmed by Nightwing. I don't think we're going to get it.
Mm.
But I'd like to see it.
You know what I will say, of the Free Comic Book Day, the best page in that was the 2-page spread that had the different teams.
Yes.
From the beginning of the Justice League,
including
these lineups. The one that I had no idea who they were and you had to teach me about.
JLI.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Justice League International.
Correct.
Of which Batman was still a part.
Because why not? It's Batman.
So, Superman, he's in almost every one. Wonder Woman in almost all of them. Martian Manhunter, weirdly, in nearly all of them. Batman, everyone.
He's the Wolverine of the DCU. You just got to put him on the team. That's just like, start with like, what's the team name? No. Start with Batman and work your way out.
Start with Batman and figure out what else you need.
Yeah.
So the next one I read a couple of kid stuff because I like kids comics.
Sure.
And so first one was Lucy and Andy Neanderthal.
Yes.
Big and Boulder.
This was fun.
Snippet from a kid's book by the same guy who did Jedi Academy.
Mm-hmm.
And it certainly looks it. Neanderthal children discover a meteorite and innocent hilarity ensues.
Yeah. It's all in black and white. The brother of the two decides that the rock must have magic powers.
Must be.
That's what a kid would... That's the kind of logic a kid would have. And so all the other kids decide to pull one over on him with that. So it's fun.
And I love the punchline at the end of the post. So there's the story ends.
Yeah.
And then they give like a little science lesson on meteors.
Yes.
And meteorites. And then it cuts back to the kids like, we don't have enough rocks here. We got them falling from the sky now, too.
Your panel for that one. There's only one logical explanation. Coincidence? No. This rock has magical powers.
Clearly. Next was Jonna and the Unpossible Monster.
I liked this one, although we only saw the main character for maybe like a few pages. Yeah.
2 pages and never a word.
No.
No, just running through trees and then jumping and leaping at a monster.
Yeah, jump punching a giant monster. What else do you need?
I don't know. It's a teaser for a couple of books that are already out.
Mm-hmm.
The artist, husband, and wife team that live in St. Louis, Missouri.
Nice.
And they did it over the pandemic because they had to start working from home. They had the kids at home, and they're like, well, let's do something that the kids can watch and be a part of.
Yeah, and it's worth noting that Jonna has kind of like this cave girl garb going
on. Oh, yeah.
But her sister, her big sister, is dressed like a normal freaking person.
Yeah. It's wonderful and glorious in all the ways. It made me curious to read more. I'm probably going to pick up those books.
Yeah, I'll probably borrow them from you at the very least. The only panel that I have to share is one that has completely no words in it. It's just tiny girl, maybe 4 to 6 years old, in mid-jump punch towards a giant pink monster.
Yep. Although I will say that for a second, I thought that they had like did the sensor bars over the eyes because it's like just this perfect rectangle as a pupil. And I was like, what was there that they had to? Oh, never mind. That's just the pupil.
No, that's a monster that flips you off with its eyes you're flying toward it.
That's rough. Next, Kaiju number 8.
This was okay.
A normal dude and an unneutralized target. That should be in quotes. Unneutralized target. Don't know what that means. Doesn't matter. They're being hunted by the defense force, so they're going to try to get into the defense force.
They won't know to look there.
I had to read it twice because the first time I read it backwards. Damn manga.
Yeah. Now, that manga had another story tied onto it.
I didn't read the second one.
Okay. I read the second one, and I don't remember much other than that they were trying to...
And that was the Saitama or...
Something. They were trying to track down this doll. It was a special backpack, actually.
Okay.
A sugar backpack. The character on it is named Sugar. Your random panel from that is right after an old lady has punched one of the two main characters in the face. Don't underestimate grannies, kiddo.
You know what? That's just good advice.
The kaiju one is good, though. I mean, it basically is like a guy that can become a kaiju, and he is terrible at hiding it.
Absolutely awful.
Yeah.
So, next I read Disney's Donald Duck.
Yes.
4 stories, each one independent of the other. Solid Disney-style comic stories. Looks straight out of the 1960s and 70s comics that my dad had in a box
just sitting
downstairs. It's the reason I did pick up this one and did not pick up like the best of Archie because the Archie looked like they modernized him. And I'm like, no, Archie is stuck in a time loop in the 50s.
Right. And if it's not Archie meets the Punisher or Archie versus Predator, what really is the best of Archie? If it's not those two things,
you know, Archie solves crime with Batman and Robin.
I mean, that was fun. That was a fun one. Archie and Batman 66 was a fun one.
Yeah.
Archie meets Kiss was good too.
I would believe that.
Oh, my gosh.
I haven't seen that one. I mean,
Justin, you're going to have to do a long box on that.
You know, just really a long box on the team-ups.
Yes.
Of
all the Archie team-ups.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. 2 panels from the Donald Duck, Scrooge McDuck ones. Both from the same story, the first story.
Oh, okay.
Where
the first story was the best of
Donald
them.
And Scrooge are having dueling nightmares.
Mm-hmm.
Donald having a dream that he's going to get $1 million from Scrooge, and so his dream is happy. Scrooge's dream is torturous because he dreams he's going to give Donald $1 million. And then the roles are eventually reversed, and so are their dreams. Donald is walking toward an elevator, saying, "Hot dog, we'll soon be sipping from mink-lined soup bowls. I'll even be able to pay Uncle Scrooge the 60 cents I owe him."
Mm-hmm.
Which is just a wonderful bit of dialogue. But this is my new favorite way to refer to an insane asylum or the Nut House.
Yeah.
As Scrooge says, I suppose it's better than winding up an inmate at the Cashew Palace.
The Cashew Palace.
Which, yeah, it's the, it's, I get it.
It's not the Nut House.
It, yep.
Oh, Cashew Palace is where you go if you have a money bin.
That's true.
It's just him and Flintheart Glomgold just staring at each other across padded
There's
cells.
There's a bowl of cashews in the middle.
No, not a bowl. A tiny bin of cashews.
Of course, of course. It's got like a nut, picture of a nut on the side of it.
Yep, that's... It was good Disney fun.
Yeah.
Is what it was.
It was good. It was good. That one's worth... It's, the whole goal of Free Comic Book Day is to get you interested in picking up a comic. And that one worked. That one's fun.
That one's really fun. I read Bloodborne. This one is not worth talking about.
It was too hard to pull a quote from.
Awesome. Nottingham. I was really excited by this one. A murder mystery in a single issue that actually has a conclusion. Doesn't happen in comic books very often. Has a second story that's like 3 pages long. That's the tease.
Yeah.
For the next one, it's like something about violence. I don't remember. But this one is selling the world, and I am very nearly sold. Both on artwork and storytelling.
Yeah.
Lots of name drops. I mean, it's Robin Hood's world.
Yeah.
It's like 11 something Christmas time, and it's really, really good.
Yeah, the publisher is Mad Cave, and like you said, the art is great. The story is great. I didn't want to not do it justice because all of these quotes I pulled have been intended to be humorous, and this is not a funny book.
This is not a funny book. That's why we're ending on Fuzzy Baseball's greatest hits.
I love this book.
Three sneak peek stories about the Fuzzies and their newest team member, Blossom Honey Possum.
They're all animals, yeah.
Zootopia Baseball.
Yeah, essentially. It works.
And I'm here for it.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, if you like baseball, I've always thought it fun whenever they try to adapt sports into comics. I mean, sometimes it doesn't go well. See one of our recent Extra Life marathons when Justin went through all of those NHL Marvel crossovers. God, I thought that would never end.
Oh, man. Oh. There are just so many. You realize how many teams there are.
Yeah.
When you start listing them.
Mm.
But I will say that for my own, just it was nice as the Fox is getting ready to pitch and his name is Sandy Koufax.
That's good.
And I'm just like, okay, now I know what kind of comic I'm reading.
Mm-hmm. It's not an exact pull. It's not an exact panel, but I do love the fact that while playing against the Sashimi City Ninjas, they used the official guide to Manga League Baseball.
Yeah.
That's just...
Manga League.
You know, I'll allow it.
So, this is barely scratching the surface of Free Comic Book Day.
Yeah, I mean, it's a wondrous thing. It gets people into local comic book shops, you know.
There had to have been nearly 40 of them on that tape, 40 mm-hmm. different titles on the table, and this is a small comic shop.
There were a couple that I picked up that we're not talking about, such as Sonic the Hedgehog, just kind of like a primer.
I didn't see that one.
It's a primer to get people caught up to speed with the current comic run. I haven't really read Sonic since they did away with the Archie version, because that was the version that I read because it tied into the cartoon. There was one where I don't remember the name of it, but it was about a cat superhero, and it was just a normal cat, but when he says the magic word meowza, he becomes like a Shazam type.
Man, that's
just
I mean I
love it. I'm not that's not derogatory. I really did enjoy that.
Oh yeah,
that's fun.
And of course Ninja Turtles had something sitting there. And well, we had Tex in the Land of the Seminoles.
That was interesting.
Which is a black and white cowboy.
Kind of like a pulp comic,
It's the art is reminiscent of the 1950s pulp magazines.
Absolutely.
10-ton Press presents 10 Tor tales, and my guess is that those are just very, very, I haven't gotten to them yet.
It's just various stories, it looks like.
And then the Winchester Mystery House, which if you don't know what that is, just Google Winchester Mystery House. It's a scream. Like just the whole concept. And that's the 100-year curse. If they're really good, then you'll hear about them on a podcast that releases on the first Tuesday of the month.
Yeah, the comics podcast. And of course, you know, there Marvel had some big ones too. DC had some others. These were just what we were able to grab. What kind of caught our attention, so to speak.
Yeah. I always look for what's a little bit weird when I got those, because I know that the not weird, quote, not weird ones are probably going to stay available.
Yeah.
But if I want to have a chance at, if I want to read more of the fuzzy baseball stuff, I got to read it here so that I can tell my comic shop guy, hey.
Add this to the list.
Keep ordering this one.
Yeah. So, cool.
So, thanks for joining me, Darren.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, Chad.
Cool. Thumbs up, I say, into the audio, you know, audio sphere. So, for those of you who have joined us, thank you.
Yeah.
Listen to the other podcast, and we will see you when next we see you, metaphorically speaking.
Because it's audio.